Warning.
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 If you're offended by the following words, then you can fuck off. This is Smack Mouth Podcast, where we deserve a smack in the mouth after everything we say. The number one DIY podcast starts.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Smack Mouth Podcast. This marks episode 6. We've been doing this for almost two months now.
Eli, oh, yeah.
The podcast guy.
How you doing, Mickey?
Oh, it's going fantastic.
Right here to my left is our special guest. We've got Evan Jones.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm from The Offenders, and I also brought a special guest.
Did you?
Given the content of the previous episodes, I thought you'd like him. Let me bring him in real quick.
All right. Yeah, come on in.
I'm Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh,
I was
Jesse.
A Navy SEAL. I'm here at Area 51. Why won't they let me in there?
Oh, my God. You know why they won't let you in, Jesse. Come on. What do you think?
Because I've got the truth, and they're not ready for the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
And you tried to take out the Predator. Duh.
Yeah, come on. I was in college in Minnesota when Jesse the Body Ventura was governor. You believe
yes.
that?
Yes.
And that's we were awesome. Always fucking around in the mornings, you know, as we would go into radio practice, you know, we'd go into the studio and we'd always do a Jesse the Body Ventura,
yes.
you know.
I love it.
And it was always a fun little bit, but of course we were just dumb kids joking around, didn't know what the hell we were doing. But funny.
Like you said, this is Evan, you guys.
Yeah.
He's
Welcome,
got his
Evan.
Own podcast.
We're glad to have you, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Yeah. I'm a fan of the podcast and It's totally cool. I mean,
awesome.
Because it's so funny. You never really know what you're getting into when you get into just a generalized podcast. But man,
right.
you guys are always entertaining. And
thanks, we appreciate that.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate the chance to be on here, man. Because
oh, for sure.
we're basically just a bunch of friends that make fun of each other and make jokes and talk about weird shit. Which you guys talk about weird
right.
shit too. So we're kind of kindred spirits.
And we
in
totally
that
make fun of each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what else do you do in life but make
exactly.
fun of your friends?
Exactly. You know, what are friends for?
Exactly.
I enjoy the Offenders podcast.
I haven't had a chance to check it out, but I am looking forward to it. The way you guys have been talking about it and the way Eli talks about it, I'm looking forward to checking it out. And you guys got a link you want to share with people?
Yeah, you can check us out on YouTube, The Offenders Podcast. We have a website, weartheoffenders.com, and you can just follow us on Facebook. We're all on Facebook, and just talk to us.
Right on.
Tell us what you want to hear, because we're pretty listener-supported. We do a lot of stuff at conventions and whatnot. And,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of the same way. We're still new to this, of course.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing yours?
Oh, God. Couple years, maybe
oh,
2 years.
Oh, nice.
Year
okay.
two.
So you're in the loop. You've got a network. You've
yeah.
got, you got fucking listeners,
We've
man.
Got a total of 5 listeners across this whole gigantic world.
Nice.
And we're so glad that they're there.
Yeah. Who, 5 listeners, if they can keep listening.
Let
hey.
Me tell you, we got a random email from this guy in Washington, and Kyle, the other guy, he was like, Evan, do you know this guy? I was like, no, do you know this guy? And then the Earth guy, Shane, you know this guy? No. We got a fucking completely unknown listener. Yes!
Nice.
Yes! Finally! So that's like when you know you made it, when somebody that you didn't ask to listen to the podcast just shows up.
Absolutely.
That was like a great
got
day.
You got it going on then. That's
yeah.
cool.
We
yeah.
got up to 80-something viewers
we
on our 80, last
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, it was
so.
88 views last I looked yesterday, dude.
Yes.
I'm stoked about that because the first couple weeks, it's hard to gain traction. And mm-hmm. Nobody knows what to expect. Oh, this new people promoting a podcast on Twitter, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You heard one shitty podcast, you heard another. Well, you know what? Like I said last time, we're better than 22% of all podcasts out there.
There you go.
I feel that way, yeah.
Totally. And we're only getting better, so watch out, motherfuckers. We're coming your way. We're going to take that top rank.
Yes.
I mean, it'll be us and the Offenders battling
oh,
neck and neck for number one.
We will be the
one.
Billy Lee and Jimmy Lee double dragons of the podcast world.
Right.
Awesome.
So we got some links.
Yeah, we got links. Let's hit them with ours. We got youtube.com/smackmouthpodcast.
That's going to be twitter.com/smackmouthpod.
And you can hit us on Facebook. Like our page, facebook.com/smackmouth. Or friend request me on Mickey Mouth.
You can drop us a line at Gmail. That's going to be smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're the same way as you guys, Evan. We're very trying to be listener supported. So
yeah.
we want to hear what you want to hear, so that way we can tailor it to you. We don't want to be some humdrum just talking about bullshit. that doesn't matter to anybody.
Yeah, we want listeners.
Of course, we're always entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh.
But we want to make it entertaining to you, not just to us.
So we get a lot of good news stories from our fans and stuff like that, too. Or they'll just be like, tell us your most embarrassing road story when you're in a band. You know, just like little things like that. And it's like, well, I never even thought about talking about that. So it's cool.
Are you in a band?
Yeah, I'm in a few of them.
Right now, you're in a couple?
Yeah.
Cool. Tell us about it.
Well, the band that I'm in right now, World Demise, we actually have to change our name due to legal reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's
already
like,
taken?
Well, it's the name of a band, and we don't have to worry about it from the band, but the record label, if they ever wanted to be dicks, could be like, that's our intellectual property, so you owe us all your money. So now we're trying to figure out another band name, but we just recorded 9 songs in the studio, so we're working on getting that out. And it's like just pretty much old-fashioned hardcore, like late 80s, early 90s hardcore. I do vocals for that.
Right
and then
on.
I'm in an instrumental death metal black metal band called Resonate to Decay. Just me and two guitarists.
Black metal. What are you doing in the band?
I'm a drummer.
Nice.
Yeah, I do.
So you're doing
guitars.
Like mad fucking double pedal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Evan's a crazy drummer, dude.
That's
like he's really good. Thanks. Really good drummer.
Cool.
I like to have fun.
I play guitar.
Like to play.
Yeah, I play guitar. I around with a mandolin a little bit here and there too.
Awesome.
You know? But
awesome.
You know, I am a metalhead. I like the drop D's and low tunings
nice.
You know. Mm-hmm. I like melodic metal, though. Not so much black metal where it's like...
I love it. I
can't do it, you know. It's just too much for me.
You ever get into melodic death metal, like Swedish style?
Yeah, actually.
I dig that stuff a lot.
Well, I don't know how... Like, give me an instance.
At the Gates, Evocation,
Evocation, I've heard. I've heard Evocation like it.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes... I like the gothic death metal type stuff with melody. Like, listen to this background music we got.
That's pretty tight, man. I'm not gonna lie, that's almost possible.
Now imagine something like him. I like the him type sound of gothic metal nowadays, you know, a little bit easier, not so much snap your neck when you're banging your head to it. But
just
like
a nice dark atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge fan of In Flames.
In Flames, I like them too, yeah.
Good old In Flames, man.
Definitely.
It's the band that does not quit.
Dude, you know who
just
I was really hard on for a long time? It was Trivium.
I loved them,
dude.
I really liked the Ascension album.
That was it.
That was the album
I was just to die for, dude. I had like these two 10-inch subs in my car at the time. And I was playing top 40 music at my job, and it was not my bag of tricks, so I'd get off of work. I just want to fucking rage, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd crank up some metal. 9 out of 10 times it would be a Trivium track, and I'd just blare my tens, just...
Yeah.
Rattle in my car. My freaking mirror shook off one day. It was so good. But, yeah.
Oh, on a side note, okay. But this is
Foamy.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I love it. All right.
Matt Heafy, the singer for Trivium, was recorded by Jason Sukoff, their
right
producer.
On.
That guy was actually in a joke black metal band called Gargamel. And basically what they did was they took songs, like they made black metal songs, but it was all about He-Man and Legend of Zelda.
Sweet.
And his name was Nosefat Fartu. Yes. It was one of the greatest things that I had ever seen in my life.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Who is it again?
Gargamel. Just like from the Smurfs.
The Smurfs. Check out Gargamel.
I'm probably the only person in the whole state of Georgia that even talks about Gargamel.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
They're great. They're really good, funny black metal band.
That's cool. You ever heard of Melt Banana?
Yeah, from Japan.
Yeah,
I love them.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're great.
Melt Banana.
Yeah.
That's right up Evan's road.
Yeah, I'm like Mr. Japan, 100%.
Nice. You like the anime and stuff?
Yes, huge. I've been there 4 times.
Really?
Time. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Speak a little bit of the language. Nihongo ga sukoshi hanasemasu.
Did you just tell our listeners they're fucking losers?
Baka ne!
Oh, you dick.
Something I said. I just apologize.
Right. Eli, you're sitting there pretty quiet, man. What's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm just listening.
Feel free to chime in. Feel free to chime in. Yeah, he's keeping his mouth nice and dry. Are you parched? Did you have a late night last night?
No, man. This water's just really fucking good.
Nice. Let me try mine. How good is it? Macon is known for having the best water in the world or
top
country?
Top 13, I think.
Top 13 country. In the country, yes.
Okay, let's take a sip and find out.
And when it comes out the refrigerator, it's definitely, definitely worth it.
That was water, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, was that good.
Yeah.
Macon, Georgia water.
Dude,
you guys need
to
come to Macon just to try the fucking water. Seriously.
And I'm straight edge, so I drink water like all day long every day. And you never realize how good Macon is because you drink and you're just like, all right, water. But then you go to Atlanta and you're like, what is this filth porridge?
Let me tell you something. We moved from Macon to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and... Holy fuck, the water tasted just like Lake Michigan. It was horrible. Oh, horrible. Man. And then we went to the Chesapeake fucking Bay. Same problem. Tasted just like the Chesapeake Bay. You can go and grab yourself a cup of fucking water out of the bay and it, take a drink and then grab something out of the faucet.
Oh,
no
man.
Fucking difference except for color. The only difference is it's clear.
Yeah.
That's it. It's
probably
fucking,
still all the same.
Yeah. Crazy. Minerals and crappy pollutants and, you know, shit. It was disgusting, though.
T-virus.
Yeah. We're all going to end up zombified. Don't drink the water. That's what, you know, they're dumbing you down with the freaking...
Fluoride.
Fluoride in the water, yeah. See, they're dumbing me. I just took a drink of this fucking water and I couldn't think of the word. Fluoride.
I think because I drink it all the time, I've become immune.
Have you?
But I often wonder, because sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I'll forget to brush my teeth in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, I'm just going to drink a lot of water because there's fluoride in it.
It'll protect my teeth.
There we go. Just
you know, there's a whole episode of Squidbillies about this.
Really?
There is?
Yeah. They take the fluoride out of the water because Dan Halen is like... Dan Halen.
Okay.
That's a great
he's
name.
Like, he's a cheap... He's a cheap ass, and he doesn't want to put his 1 ppm of fluoride, so like everybody starts losing their teeth, and then it all just goes downhill from there.
Nice.
It's awesome.
That is fucking
I thought squids had beaks.
Yeah.
Well,
wait.
Not in this show, man.
Gotcha.
It's the Squidbillies.
Gotcha.
Disbelief.
Yeah. I saw you at the Hummingbird the other night downtown.
Yeah, man.
What were you up to? It was your girlfriend's birthday, I heard.
Yeah, it was my girlfriend's birthday.
Happy
birthday, Megan.
Yeah, you hear
we
that.
Told her. I told her we would say happy birthday on
the
podcast.
It was your birthday shout out, chick.
Yeah, right.
I heard you had a hell of a hangover, too.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Eli. I was walking home from work Friday, right? This was Thursday night, I think I saw him. I was walking home from work and I saw him heading out the door. He was like, hey, man, how's it going? I was like, pretty good. You? Oh, I got to go take care of my girlfriend. She had too much to drink last
night. Oh, dude, everybody was buying her shots.
That's what happens on a girl's birthday.
Yeah, she took more shots Thursday night than I think I've taken this year.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
She's a cool chick.
Yeah. We're actually not even just because of that, but we like both agreed that we're probably not going to drink for like a month.
Just to detox a little
well, no,
bit.
Not even that. Just to do it. You know, just.
I only, you know, it's a fucking blue moon when I drink. I don't drink a whole lot. I would rather just relax on my own and, you know, not have to be forcing beers down my throat. I think it fills you up, and liquor is quicker, but it makes you sicker. You know?
I've just got to where, because everywhere I go that I drink, you can smoke inside. So it's like
that's true.
Drinking a couple beers and then all the smoke. I just feel like shit the next day.
Yeah, it's hard on
like,
you.
I guess it's because
I'm
getting
older.
When
you drink.
Yeah, I guess it's because I'm just getting older.
I don't think so, dude. Even when I was 24, if I'd go out and hit it hard and smoke a pack of cigarettes while I'm drinking a, you know, a 12-pack, I'm going to feel crappy the next day. My lungs
gonna
are going to feel
soul.
Like I'm...
Yeah.
And I'm going to freaking be headaching and probably puking. You know, I mean, it's just...
That's a good segue. Evan is straight edge.
Hey, straight edge Evan. Congrats on that.
No problem.
All right, easy, no problem there. Because he's never put himself in a predicament to have a problem. So.
How did that come about, Evan? I've never asked you.
I had a family who was very, very into extracurricular activity.
Right.
So I realized firsthand that was not the path for me. So I decided that I would, I found hardcore music and I was like, oh, this
is
a thing. I wasn't doing this shit before, but now I got a name for it.
Yeah.
Right on.
And I like taking care of my friends when they get drunk and driving them around.
Lots of the earlier.
It's always cool when you're the sober guy laughing at these dummies doing shit.
I cherish those moments.
Right? Evan will come up to you and you'll be halfway first beer of the night. He's like, hey, man.
I got a great drunk impression. I don't want to knock anything over in here, but when we get off the air, I'll show you.
All right.
Because I study it. I'll watch him. I'm like in college every time I'm hanging out with my drunk friends. I'm like, okay,
nice.
Slur that second vowel, stumble forward once, then back twice. Got it. So there's like little things that I pay attention to.
It's like you coordinated what would you call it, choreography to it.
I'm practicing my drunken style kung fu.
Nice.
Jackie Chan style.
Awesome.
But one of my good buddies, Mondo, he sings for a band, Tape Fist, for his birthday. He got really shit-faced. So we all went out to Waffle House afterwards, and like he's just sitting at the table.
What better thing to do after
getting
really shit-faced? You hit Waffle House, dude.
Always.
IHOP if you're up north.
Gotta soak it up. You gotta soak it up. So he's just sitting there, and he's 10 sheets to the wind. He's like, his face is in his hands. And so instead of me just being like, Mondo, are you okay? Of course, I took a picture and posted it up on Instagram immediately. Because that's what I do, because I'm that jerk.
I love it.
And the next day, he was like, man, I don't even remember you taking that damn picture, man.
And there's Mondo for you.
Yeah. Nice.
Check out Tape Fist. They're good. They're good.
They're really good. They just got done recording too.
Yeah.
So you went through. Y'all went through Sean, right?
Yeah, we went through Sean Williamson.
I think Wrath is gonna go through Sean.
Yeah, he's. It's a great studio.
Yeah, man. Clay's been telling me about it. Says that he's pretty impressed.
Where is this studio?
It's up Riverside.
Oh, yeah. Right here in Macon.
Yeah.
Kind of behind the old Wendy's over there.
And is it an actual studio or is it somebody's house?
It's a house made into a studio.
Nice. Yes.
Like
nice.
The whole bottom floor is nothing but a studio. They got very like cool. Different rooms and everything.
It's nice.
I think
down there.
You were telling me about that, Eli.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think that's what we're going to do because, I mean, I like Sean and I've supported Sean through anything that he's wanted to do.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah, Citizen Insane.
Yeah.
Right
and my whole goal was to find someone to record us that had been recording and not someone that had to go pull off the sheets and move the cobwebs around, you know? Like
I got this studio in my barn.
Right. Yeah. I wanna
speaking of studios, you guys, Capricorn Records right up the road here, they've been doing a renovation on it for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I don't know what the hell they're doing, but I think the local, you know, old money bought it up and they're going to renovate it. I don't know if they're going to make it a working recording studio.
I doubt it.
They're going to make it some sort of a historical site, like a museum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either way is cool, but it would be really neat to have a working... There was talks about it being a working studio at one point.
We've had some great ones here. We had Sound at one point. We still have Muscadine over on Vineville.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But think back, the legends that hit that Capricorn Studios, you know, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
All sorts of legends coming through and hit that to record. They would go out of their way and only record at that studio.
Yeah.
You know, Macon was an epicenter for hot rock and roll back in the late 60s, early 70s.
The whole Southern rock thing. Man.
And even the soul music, Little Richard and Otis Redding. And I mean, amazing talent.
And now we're all
from
stifled
town.
By making.
I know. Yeah. What the hell is the deal? I mean,
unless you,
you
play
know what?
Country
so
rap,
fucked
you're
up.
Screwed.
You got, yeah. What's so fucked up is we've got the Centroplex, we've got the Grand Opera House, we've got the fucking, what's the other one?
Cox.
The Cox Capital Theater. There's another one right downtown. Not the Grand Opera House, the right across the street on Mulberry.
Yeah.
And then there's the Coliseum.
Yeah. And see, out of all those.
Douglas Theater.
Yeah. And out of all those places, only like one show has ever happened that was like a big like metal band. And that was like in 2008.
You know, it doesn't even have to be
shit.
Fucking.
Terror and Acacia Street. Right?
You know, it doesn't even have to be metal shows, but more shows, rock shows, country shows for shit's sakes.
Well,
I don't care.
Because
here, listen to this. We've got no fucking. Concerts coming to town. Atlanta's just a fucking stone's throw away. Columbus and Savannah are constantly having fucking shows.
Yep.
Now, anybody going through Florida should be able to, on their if they're on their way through 75, make a fucking stop in Macon. We've got a Centroplex, we've got a Grand Opera House, we've got the Douglas Theater, we've got the Capitol Theater. We've got so many options for a venue.
But that's the thing, if you don't appeal to a frat boy or an old person, Macon doesn't want you.
That's
just
true.
How it is.
I've been playing music in this town for, 20 years. I don't know. I'm an old fuck.
Yeah.
But
I got to say, we listen to a certain type of music that's a niche, you know, that not everybody's going to want to go see.
Our demographic is like werewolves and, you know, mysterious beasts.
Yeah, the vampires, creatures of the night.
Definitely not pretty women or people going to law school.
We like people who wear eyeliner and, you know, have big, you know, lips, black lipstick on to listen to our
music. See, I don't
subscribe
to that because, like, say where I'm from was an hour and 20 minutes away.
Right.
A bigger band could come through Macon that plays heavy music. That's going to bring...
People from that small town.
Yeah, that's going to bring those people.
Because they'd rather go somewhere close, like in Macon, than have to fucking book ass 2.5 hours to Atlanta from Swainsboro or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so it baffles me that we don't have a promoter with all these nightclub promoters and like fucking Whiskey River even bring in some bigger acts that are, you know, they bring in Rehab.
Oh,
but
if
that's
I
a
may,
local
I believe
band.
We had Young Jeezy here at
right,
one point.
Right, of course.
Well, see, there's another thing.
Well, they hang out down here in the hood, you know.
There's another thing. These guys will pay $20,000 for fucking T.I., but, you know, who's going to pay $10,000 for Mastodon? That would be cool.
Man, right.
You know?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Wait, what does T.I. stand for? Side note.
I have no idea.
I've always wondered that shit.
I used to know that because I was a top 40 DJ for a while, and I knew this shit, but I've gladly forgotten it. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't have to waste my time reading about fucking top 40 crap anymore that I'm not interested in and faking that I like it.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh, thank did goodness. You hear about Justin Bieber? Oh, man, you guys are going to flip when I tell you this so funny story.
Dude, the
Stick
beeps.
Around. It's coming up next.
The beeps. What's the beeps
Fuck
up to?
That. Mm-mm-mm. I'm not into it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm into the odd news, the funny news shit, yes. The stupid criminals, the conspiracy talk, mm-hmm. government politics.
Florida man.
Hey,
Florida
man, yeah. Florida speaking man. Of which, Evan
Yo.
Told us about the Redwoods, California.
Yeah. Remember last week on yes. episode
was
5.
Was it last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
I think it was either it? 4 or 5.
One of these last episodes, we were talking about the gathering of all the elites out in the right. Redwood Forest, and we couldn't pinpoint the name of what this gathering place was called. And Evan...
It is called Bohemian Grove.
And in Bohemian Grove.
In the words of Alex Jones, the Bohemian Grove.
The Black Hawk helicopters are flying overhead.
That guy, I try to be open-minded, but for like 8,000 things that he says, one will be awesome, and then 7,999 are like, dude, what the fuck are you saying?
Look, dude, I know. Some of his conspiracies are completely bullshit.
Black people are aliens infiltrating to destroy the Earth. What?
Vaccinations cause autism.
Yeah.
Hey, now, there has been some
no,
studies.
No, stop. I don't know. No,
there are real diseases. Vaccinate the world.
There are real diseases that these little flea-bitten fucking mongoloid children are carrying around,
right?
Making other children sick because their fucking dumbass hippie parents didn't want to vaccinate them. Fuck that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You vaccinate for everything and everything under the moon. I mean, like fucking pneumonia, or we're vaccinating for. Chicken pox, dude. Come on. We're vaccinating
well, no,
for
you gotta
a
get,
flu. A yeah. fucking flu shot. There's no fucking cure for a flu. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the flu.
Yeah.
If you're going to get the flu, you're going to get the flu. You get the flu shot, you're just putting that fucking virus in your body. You get the flu. You're going to get the fucking flu.
I feel like we talk about this a lot.
Okay.
Antibiotics maybe. And whatnot.
We might.
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
Eat garlic. It tastes like shit and it smells horrible.
I fucking love garlic. I'll eat that shit like an apple.
Well, our brothers down south eat a lot of jalapenos. That's how they keep from getting sick.
Yeah. And the capsaicin is really good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
I eat spicy food all day long.
You keep a healthy diet and you'll live your lifespan.
No, that's my problem. I eat fucking pancakes and hamburgers and cookies and pizza.
It's so hard, dude. It's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Fuck exercise to me. But it's so hard to stay on a healthy diet when everything that is healthy for you is so expensive.
Yeah.
They want the world to be stuck on fucking Kraft, fucking processed foods. And, you know, they want you to be, how can you fucking, okay, I look at the government food stamps. These fuckers are sitting here with a cart full of prime rib steaks and fucking briskets and pork shoulders. And they got fucking name brand cereal boxes and they've got Kraft and all these name brand things. Meanwhile, I'm stuck here with 30 items in my cart that are all fucking Great Value brand or some off brand because I can't afford to buy the good stuff.
High and quality meat the, for your
The broke kids. Motherfuckers sitting out here with their food cards, or, you know, food stamps are get. Did I just fuck? No, it's just the headphones. I'm talking with my hands too much. But the Brooke motherfuckers are sitting out here with their food stamp cards and using this in Michigan for anyway. I saw this. I told you this last week, didn't I? I'd see them going to the food stamp place. They are into the gas station with their food stamp card, buy a 12-pack of sodas because the sodas are refundables. They can crack them open, dump them out around the corner, bring the bottles or cans back in. And
that's fucking blasphemy.
Yeah. They
How
refund
dare
that
you
shit?
Waste delicious soda? I don't
I
even drink soda in that.
I'm
going to
tell you,
off.
They waste the soda. They return it for the $12, $20 they get, and they buy an ice house.
Do you realize how many little fat kids are at home playing video games that could have enjoyed that blue raspberry?
Welcome to White America.
Son of a bitch.
We are pissed off that people are wasting things.
Give
we don't even
my
want to drink
Mountain Lightning.
Seriously, though, I have no problem with having people need help. I could use some help too, but I can't qualify for the fucking food stamps.
Oh,
I make
no.
so much money.
You gotta have like 3 children and support your
and be
aunt.
Single and yeah. you know oh, yeah. have no job and have no fucking. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
But hey, man. You know, all that matters is...
Don't vaccinate children.
Don't vaccinate
children. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be serious, though. Vaccinations I'm not going to say it's related, but I had vaccinations for everything that I needed when I was a child.
Yeah.
And now I masturbate sometimes 12 times a day.
Vaccination causes masturbation.
Vaccination causes
masturbation.
Vaccination masturbation. That's a Cephalic Carnage song.
But on a good day, he's really busting them out. I tell you.
The internet is for porn. Old joke.
What are we doing here?
We're just hanging out, talking to the microphone.
Yeah, do we have any agenda at all today? Because I don't give a fuck, really.
I got some stuff we could talk about. So, I mean, you know, whenever you guys are ready. Since we're talking about masturbation, though.
You want to go? Let's go. Wait. What are you talking about? You got a masturbation
story? This is right up Evan's
I
got to
hit this.
Yes. Yeah, hit it.
All right, ready? Smack Mouth Podcast.
Now we're cooking with grease.
I fucking love that with intro. Grease. It makes me want to mosh every time.
Yeah, thanks, dude. We put that together. It's a DIY podcast. Speaking of masturbation, okay, what were you talking about? Jerking
two things that I'm pretty sure Evan's pretty good into. Asians and masturbating.
Height.
Shanghai. September 16th.
Ni hao ma.
A Chinese sperm bank is... Chinese, sorry. I know it's Japan, but China's not too far.
It's just
across the lake. A Chinese sperm bank is attempting to draw in donors with the promise of funds for one of the country's most hotly anticipated items, the iPhone 6S.
The 6S.
I'll see you guys later. I'm headed to China.
Renji Hospital in Shanghai is advertising online that donors who pass the health examination and make regular sperm donations can earn up to $940.
Wow.
More than enough to purchase an iPhone 6S, which starts at $649.
Wait, $940 a day?
No, this is a few loads later.
Do you just drink plenty of Gatorade, you know, eat some celery?
Think you could do it twice a day?
Of course. I do it twice a day anyway.
I mean, you think you could have a high enough count to do twice a day?
If you're going to do your job well, you prepare. You know what?
you take your man vitamins and drink your vitamin C water.
I would be a goddamn career man at that place. You know, I'd show up in my suit.
You know what would be like the worst job ever if you had to dip your finger in them?
Oh,
what is that job even for?
Yeah, is there what
to
the
tell
fuck?
What you've been drinking?
Oh my god,
Mr. Jones, you've had lots of pineapple today.
You sick fucker!
But no, originally when I saw that story, I was like thinking that maybe they had this thing that was like, "Hey, jerk off, get an iPhone." But no, they were saying like, this is how much money you can make.
Enough to buy an iPhone.
And then you could buy an iPhone. But you know what? What I don't understand is they make iPhones in China. The people kill themselves from making iPhones all the time. They're like, fuck this, I'm jumping off the building.
Yeah.
So why would like the Chinese people want an iPhone? I just don't understand.
China
that.
Just demolished Apple with the watch thing because made up their own version of the Apple Watch.
Right.
And they undersold it by like $100 or something like that.
Did they really undersell
the smartwatch? Yeah.
Well, that's like everything else in the world. You know, they did that thing where Beats earphones only cost like $10 to make.
Oh yeah.
Meanwhile, you're spending like $250 to buy
them. Fucked up. That's because sweatshop labor and shit.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that. I buy these, what are they called, skull candy?
Yeah.
And it's like $10 at CVS, and they last me for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I've got like a $25 pair of earphones.
I like
on
the
right
full
now,
sound, you know? Over my ears. You know, I mean, I paid good money for these, but that was when I had a full-time big market radio job where I was, you know, I needed some sort of headphones that worked well. It gives you a full sound.
I wasn't going to buy $10 ones, but I wasn't going to spend
those look
on
decent,
like
those are
70.
Decent quality. Yeah. I listen to them through, you know, they sound good.
I dig them.
And the benefit of those, too, is if you're walking around listening to music, people know that you're doing that. But I have long hair, so the shit's covering up my earbuds. They're like, hey, Evan. And I
and
just keep walking.
And ignoring
like,
them. You're a jerk, man.
I saw you yesterday at the fucking Burger King. You didn't say hi. What are you talking about? I said hi. You didn't say it. Oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. I was listening.
You running down the street, and I tried to stop you, and you didn't say anything.
Right.
Dick.
That's fucking mean,
I
you
feel
jerk.
Like such an asshole. Somebody saying hi.
Who here is good with German?
No. Sorry.
Okay, so
Deutsch?
Right, I was just gonna say that.
If I spelled this word out to you, who y'all think could pronounce it?
I can pronounce it. Let me look at it. What's it say? Where?
Right there. Spitzenliebenheim, Steiskommando.
Something commando.
Yeah. Weird.
Spiegelo Instein.
Spitzenliebenheim.
That's what it looked like.
Anyways, these guys got fired from their their SWAT team over here in Cologne, Germany. Yes.
Why?
Cologne. I bet that place smells nice.
Well, apparently they had some new recruits.
I need to get a rim shot on this fucking sound thing.
They had some new recruits, and they hazed them, I guess, excessively.
Oh, fired
to, like, this
hazing.
Whole... Speedy line, see the cut up nine commando unit.
That was almost Middle Eastern a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. I know, I suck so bad.
And it
guys.
Looks like you probably made our listeners deaf too. Look at how blocked that is. You're just like fucking screaming in their ears. What a dick move.
But these guys, you know, they're fired, so they go to this company picnic, they get really drunk, and they go back into their office with some chainsaws and they fuck some shit up, dude.
Really?
It's pretty awesome.
Wait, fucking people are
crazy.
Things?
Not just things.
Oh,
office
okay.
desks and
then
whatever.
We can applaud that. All
right. Right. Yeah.
Nobody died.
Way
just some fucking
yep,
chairs and printers.
Yeah.
And office space on the damn
yeah.
thing.
A little extra on off. You know, fuck. That's a little.
Dude, I wish we had that rap song. We'll up in this bitch with the resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's one for you. You can read this
what
one.
What we got here? 7-Eleven offers date night delivery of ice cream and condoms. Ooh. Wow.
Man, I wish we had 7-Eleven here.
We don't have any here?
No.
I have a 7. Well, okay. We had 7-Eleven in Virginia. We had 7-Eleven in Michigan. I've been seeing them a lot lately, I guess. So, 7-Eleven, convenience store chain 7-Eleven announced its new delivery service includes an offered $20 date night pack containing ice cream, candy, Red Bull, and rubbers. The convenience store chain, which earlier this month announced a delivery service in some markets in partnership with startup DoorDash, rolled out its first delivery convenience pack options, including the date night pack. The date night pack, which costs $20 plus a $2 delivery fee, they get you with the delivery fee. It includes a container of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, a Hershey's chocolate bar, a can of Red Bull, and an 18-pack of Trident gum, and 3 Trojan ultra-thin condoms.
Cookie dough ice cream
nice.
On your vagina, baby.
Yeah, eat this gum, bitch, first
wow.
here. That sounds like a hooker pack.
Girl,
but another convenience pack offered by the chain, the Hangover Pack, contains extra strength acetaminophen, a grapefruit, a fruit punch Gatorade, a large pepperoni pizza, and a sandwich containing smoked turkey and pepper jack. Raha Dadala, 7-Eleven Vice President of Innovation.
That sounds like a song. Yeah.
He's the Vice President of Innovation and Omnichannel Strategy. Said that the packs aim to redefine convenience. The delivery options are currently available in Los Angeles, Chicago, and the New York boroughs of Manhattan and Brooklyn. So, wow, huh? You need to.
That's some cool demographics yeah. they're working on. All right, all of our customers are people who go on dates and then they get shit faced and they regret the previous night. So we're gonna go ahead and hook them up twice in the same.
Right.
So
actually, let me get two of those to go bags. Let me get yeah. that Hangover and let me get that that fucking sex pack too.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm gonna have a hangover yeah. after I use the sex pack.
Here's a sandwich.
And in fact, do they make a bag for you know what happened, like the Coyote Ugly syndrome where you
gotta, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Here's a sandwich to help with the shame of waking up next to that ugly cow that you just bought Ben and Jerry's
right.
and condoms for.
And you can always use the paper bag to put it over her head.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Or you could just be straight edge and never have that problem. Yes.
Right. There you
yeah.
go. He knows how ugly they are when he gets in bed with them.
No. I'm way too weird. I'd just be like, hi, do you like wrestling? And they'd be like, oh my God, get away from me.
Look, any girl that doesn't like wrestling, you have to question their life choices. That's
Thank
all
you,
I'm saying.
Yeah. You're always my backup. On yeah.
My wife, she's an MMA fan. She
oh,
likes to
yeah,
listen.
Well, see, yeah. MMA
too.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I like to see some
Josh Barnett coming back. I'm a big Josh Barnett
yeah?
fan because he's like Mr. Death Metal.
Yeah,
because nice. he's pro wrestler in Japan. He's an MMA fighter in Japan and an American. He likes death metal. Basically, my best friend.
Yes, Josh right. Barnett's the shit.
Got a lot in common with that guy, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, really, dude. He came
so what,
out to a Fist of the North Star anime intro song once, and I was just like, I love this dude.
What about you, man? What are you thinking? What do you got going on? I see you looking at your phone. You got another link?
I got one more.
One more.
For some reason, UPI was
down
was,
on their shit. Huh?
Yeah, they were off their game.
It was
this
a
week,
slow
man.
Week as far as
I guess
odd
so.
News goes. Did we find an idiot from Florida? We did.
I have one.
We did.
I
is
mean,
there a shortage?
That, what about that meth head? We got that right
damn.
Coming up at the end of the show. She's a Florida idiot.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, wasn't she though?
I Facebooked you.
Did you Facebook me?
I did. You weirdo. God.
Facebook. Speaking of crazy shit, do you guys remember that woman who took her shirt off and got mad because, like, the manager wouldn't take her blowjob. So she went in and, like,
what?
She, like, took her shirt off. She had big, huge boobs. It was a great video.
Nice.
And she's, like, punching the register, and she runs behind the register and puts her head under the fucking shake machine and wheezes the juice like Polly Short.
Wheeze
and
the juice.
Man. Dude, it's, like, one of the greatest videos ever. I was like, that wheeze woman. Dude,
where was that at? Was that at a McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
I remember that. Yes.
That's awesome.
That video is amazing.
It is. It's like, what That's a cool. beautiful
I don't think
creature.
I've seen it. We should watch this.
Were you talking about the methamphetamine woman?
I was.
Just now? That's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, my friend.
No, I think it just came from Grand Rapids News. I don't think it was a Florida woman.
She looks like the landlord from Kingpin.
No, this is Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, okay, well, seeing as it's not a Florida person, let's talk about
this
dumb
this.
Bitch.
Okay, so when you sent me this, I saw a methamphetamine conspiracy. So I was like, I don't understand, like, how they get conspiracy out of what actually
intent.
Happened.
It's like her intent. That it's a conspiracy to do this. Like, conspiracy to commit murder, it's talking about, you know, the plan of doing it.
Yeah.
I believe, right?
That sounds good to me.
Right. Thanks.
I don't know law, but...
We'll nod and agree.
Yes. In a world where 67-year-old grandmother gets methamphetamine to sell for her retirement...
Say what? So she what's the headline she got?
She's an independent contractor. The government is interfering in her freedom.
Black helicopters. Muskegon grandma peddled meth for retirement savings. They've changed.
Holy
they changed
shit.
The headline.
Oh, really? Okay.
Good, good. Because I was like, that's not a conspiracy.
Gotcha.
Unless aliens are involved.
Hey, maybe the aliens planted the
black helicopters.
It just keeps coming back.
67-year-old grandmother who got into the methamphetamine business. I wish it had said game. That would have been better. Yeah. To bolster her retirement account, will be spending her golden years in prison. Sandra Lee Resterhouse, a mother of four grown children, was sentenced Friday to 10 years in federal prison and ordered to pay a fine of $1,500.
Damn.
So I guess you could say at the end of that she was pretty methed up.
Ah, boom!
Oh, 2-1. Oh.
Ah, and it happens. Nice. The pun.
If you like puns, just listen to The Offenders. That's all I do, and I just get punched. Shut up, Evan. That's
What's funny. Shane is really good at like making up joke scenarios, whole scenarios.
Oh, really?
He'll set you up for 10 minutes just to boom.
And you're thinking, man, this is a really intriguing story. And then he hits the punchline. It's like, oh, my God.
My ear pussy.
You're a genius. Ah.
You had me going, you fucker.
He's a
it's
genius.
It's like, you guys know, you see this on my eye, how it's a little bit thin, discolored there? Well, when I was about 18, I was, nice, that was a little better. It's not so foamy. When I was about 18, I was doing some welding under the car. And I fucking had a piece of hot slag. Land on my eyelid, and it actually burned right in through, and it was crazy. Yeah, horrible. So they had to actually take skin from my penis and put it on my eyelid. So see, look. It's not funny. I'm serious. Fuck you guys.
Did you really just say that for all of internet?
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it happened.
That's
you know now.
Awesome.
But now every time some, you know, once in a while, I'll look at you and I'll be a little cockeyed.
Put him on
the
chish.
This guy.
He did it.
You're an honorary offender.
Nice. There we go. That kind of a story.
That was great.
That was a good one.
People probably heard that stuff before, you know, but.
I've never heard that one.
Me either. That's
a good joke, though.
You
isn't
pulled
it?
Me along. I was like, damn, he got some hot shit in his eyeball.
Yeah.
Well,
I had to do it.
There's the end of the math story. She was just getting it sent through the mail and stuff. And I guess it doesn't.
They busted her in the mail. And,
yeah.
Well, they fucked up her retirement plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuckers.
I mean, how do you go from a dog groomer to like a fuck?
You know what's fucked up, though? Medical marijuana is legal in Michigan. Why wasn't she just growing pot and selling that? Because it's so much less of a risk.
That took too long, man. She was ready to retire now.
I suppose. She didn't have time to grow that crop and, you know, take care of it, harvest it.
Yo, for the record, from one of your previous podcasts, I got to say, even though I'm straight edge, I fully agree with all the benefits of marijuana as a fuel, as a rope. There's many great things that you can do with it.
You
can make whips out of the shit and just fucking go out like Trevor Belmont, fucking Simon Alucard, all the fucking Castlevania characters. But seriously, there's tons of good stuff that you could do with that.
And hemp in
just
general.
Don't smoke it because it smells fucking like shitty armpits and onions. I'm sorry if you guys like it. That's fine.
It's different strokes for different folks, or different tokes for different folks.
Hey! Hi-yo!
But, it's something that you can do a whole lot with. Everything from legitimate medicines that are stopping seizures and curing cancers.
Yeah.
AIDS patients aren't having to take their medicine cocktails anymore. Topical ointments can be made of it to cure psoriasis and fucking like lesions and skin cancers.
Damn, I mean, it grows that way, you know?
It's naturally. It does this naturally. We don't have to do anything.
And we're not too far now, like, not even just for the oils, the CBD oils.
Right.
Pretty soon, you'll get the medical benefits of it without it ever even messing with your brain. Without it even intoxicating you.
That's
air
the
quotes.
CBDs in general. Yeah. You know, the CBDs in general, they won't intoxicate you. They need the THC, and the THC kind of needs the CBD in order to act as a catalyst to buffer one another out. It adds different psychoactive effects, one per the other. You just do CBDs, and it's not going to give you a high.
Well, it's like chocolate and cacao, or however you say it.
Cocoa. Right.
Yeah. It's the same. That's fucking cocaine, but then it turns into chocolate.
Sure.
Which I guess is equally addictive. That's a bad idea.
But you don't need gas to make chocolate.
That's right.
But back to it, you know, speaking of the marijuana, fuels, biodiesels.
Yeah, totally.
You know, fucking ropes, building materials.
Clothes.
Hempcrete, insulations.
Hempcrete.
Seriously, it's a thing. It's a real thing. They do it in Canada. It's got a high insulation value. People are blowing their walls with the shit.
Blowing
their minds.
You could support a whole village off of
a
few different harvests.
They make hemp protein powders.
Yeah, they do.
And you know, it's something that I think should be. I was talking to a girl. I was talking to a girl yesterday at a buddy's house. We were all watching the football game and. We were talking. She went on a mission to Haiti with church and did something for, you know, they were giving fresh water.
Oh, cool!
And building, you know, digging wells and stuff. And I told her, I was like, they should grow hemp farms over there. If the land is stripped of nutrients, they have no building materials, they have no food. The hemp will give them food. The seed, the leaf, it's a superfood, high on fatty acids, amino acids. Vitamins and calcium and magnesium, all the fucking super nutrients you need to be healthy. It's healthier than kale.
Who the fuck
it tastes
kale,
better
man?
It tastes better than kale too, believe that.
What does it?
Breathe
a fart in and it's still better than kale,
right? I'm telling her all this stuff and she's like, you really know a lot about that. I'm like, well, it returns nutrients to the earth, it replenishes nitrogen in stripped fucking fields.
Google search, bitch.
No shit. I mean, really learn some stuff about it and y'all change your fucking opinion. Whether it's an intoxicating substance or not, it's something that we need to look at as outside the box. Yeah, it's fun to smoke. It gets you high. It's a fun buzz. But you know what? It also has a lot of other really great benefits.
And for all the Christians out there, the Bible says you can smoke it.
It was actually, I believe...
It says it.
They left it out of the Bible, but I believe... Frankincense, myrrh, and cannabis were in the holy anointing oil.
It wasn't fur, Frankenstein?
Damn.
Frankincense.
Damn. Yeah, you got the recipe
wrong,
man.
When I was
wrong,
a kid,
man.
I just thought that was a guy who sold incense. That's frankincense. Over there. Hey, you got any of that dragon's blood shit? That stuff always smells amazing.
What about that patchouli?
I'm not even going to lie. I love patchouli. I know that you hate it.
I'll tell you, a lot of, like, a friend of mine just ordered into a big thing of essential oils where, I mean, it's for different anxiety relief and digestive relief and things. It's topicals and you can digest. It's for digestive use. But you can do tons of different things with it. He got a diffuser. He's going to make, like, oils and lotions.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's all going to be organic and made from, you know, cocoa butter bases and...
Man, that shit smells just like Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah? I've never even had it. I've never looked at it.
You smell
it and
you immediately
some.
Want cereal.
It's
great.
Supposedly so healthy for you.
When do we not always immediately want cereal?
Oh, fuck, they got Boo Berry and Count Chocula on the market now.
I felt so bad. Really?
Yeah,
I felt so bad for my wife this morning. She got up. She was having a cup of coffee. She was going to go to the gas station. I talked her out of save some money. We don't need to go blow money on donuts. And, you know, come on, let's make a pot of coffee here. Eat some toast. I don't want toast. She got out the cereal. She was going to have a bowl of cereal.
Nope, no milk.
No milk.
Oh. Ham, no burger.
Wah, wah, wah.
Kool-Aid, no sugar.
Yeah.
You ain't never got two things that match.
Shit, no. Two fucking right shoes, goddammit.
Well, you tried. I eat toast almost every day and have for about 5 years for breakfast.
Can we just talk toast. About the feat that you talked a woman into not going and spending money?
I did do that.
Yes. Black helicopters! He's obviously one of the reptoids. He's using mind control.
I did it. I used mind power to talk her down.
You guys, I was listening to Mysterious Universe the other day.
How was it?
Holy shit. They had this dude. He was talking about these... aliens that assimilate to us that he calls hybrids. It's like hybrid humans.
Right.
And like you would never know that they aren't like human.
Really?
But
hey,
the
let's
way
change the subject.
But the way
wink wink.
The way that you don't
it's like fucking what is that with the faculty?
Yeah.
You know.
But the
you
reason why
snort
you don't
these drugs
know
in order
is
to
because
prove not.
The only difference between you and them is they're dumb to the ways of the world. Like, they don't know what spoons are.
Uh-huh.
But the way that they learn is they telepathically take over someone's mind and make them teach them.
Dude.
And then you forget about it. Like,
yeah.
So some weird guy
that's
comes
the pod
up.
People's
yeah.
Theory.
That's like
yeah.
half of my friends who
but
just it, never leave their house.
Yeah.
You know
but
what,
I'm friends
though,
with aliens.
Back to this whole Doomtember thing.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, though.
You know, we've got, you're talking about mind control and
yeah.
shit. They're talking about this Nietzscherman or whatever this
yeah
guy
the French
this,
guy
yeah
man you guys made me spend an hour looking on the internet for everything he ever did.
So I mean, what about him? What'd you think?
Well I mean, you never really know until the shit shows up, but anytime something has that kind of a ratio of coming
mm-hmm.
through, it's possible,
right?
But for me, I'm gonna be at Anime Week in Atlanta surrounded by hot girls and cosplay and comic books and fucking
so
movies.
You're going out in style.
I
man.
Am man. So I'll be like, oh shit, there's the aliens. That's okay, there's a girl from Kill la Kill with her boobies hanging out the bottom of her
I'm
bra.
Gonna put my thumb
here's
up her butthole.
We're gonna be sitting here podcasting and
oh, yeah.
we're gonna be in front of the computer and this guy says stay away from your computers,
yeah,
you know, because they're gonna take
yeah.
over
yeah.
on your computers like a virus. And then
so,
we're going to be fucking pod people.
So it's the 20th.
Literally, pod people.
It's the 23rd pod people.
You
God
got it?
Damn it.
Yes, yes.
It is a, yeah. That was a quick one, buddy.
Thank you.
So September 23rd is the asteroid. The 28th and the 29th.
No. I thought the 28th and 29th was still
no.
the blood moon asteroid.
No,
lunar
that's
eclipse.
The 23rd.
Oh, so the asteroid's not the same time as the lunar eclipse and blood moon.
No.
Okay.
That would be the 28th with Wave X. And everything else. So
gotcha.
This time next week, I have to work Saturday, and then we're playing a show. So our next podcast, we will record on the 27th. We
Wait,
will be.
No, no, no.
We'll be right.
It'll be a Friday.
It's the end of the world.
No,
because
the 26th is a Saturday, and that's next weekend.
Oh, really? I thought the 28th was a Saturday.
No, the 28th is a Monday.
The 28th is a Monday. You're right, man.
So we're recording the 27th.
I'll be at work. Shit.
So hopefully
shit.
We'll have episode
we're
7.
Not
I mean,
out in style, man.
I mean,
no.
I'll record.
We'll have it, we'll
I'll
have
record
it
in the middle
or,
of.
Are
the,
we gonna do
the,
it Saturday then?
No, we can't. I've got to work.
Okay, Sunday then.
That we'll do it Sunday, right in the middle of the end of the world. If
yeah,
we make
right.
it, if we make it past the 23rd, of course.
I'm afraid of the fucking alien invasion on the 28th, man.
I'm not.
The 23rd doesn't confront me. I really don't think. I mean, if it does hit out in the Atlantic Ocean, way out by fucking, who cares? It's going to send a tidal wave out, and we're not going to get wet.
One dude said it was going just for Puerto Rico. It was going to kill all the Puerto Ricans, and then it's,
those
and
poor
nothing
wrestlers.
Else.
They've worked so hard to get a territory down there.
That's what you get for having a bigger dick
I
than
really
me,
though.
Puerto Rican man.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know where
Hi-yo.
That came from. So, yeah, what do you think about the Doomtember scenario, Evan?
I will give a blanket answer.
Uh-huh.
The way that I look at all conspiracies, as well as all religions and folklores, is they are always probable, and they
sure.
are always entertaining.
Because so, anything that can happen may.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at quantum physics, you bust down everything to its base source, everything's connected.
Sure.
I'm dropping a big load on people with that. But seriously, anything is probable. anything
right.
is probable. Like, if you're in 1930 and some guy says, you're going to be flying in the sky one day, you'd be like, buddy, you're full of the business. Get out of here. And then, you know, 3 years later, people are driving in cars past 45 miles an hour, previously thought to rip people's faces off.
Right.
So who the fuck knows?
Odin.
The world is an amazing place.
Yeah,
Odin is
absolutely.
Real.
Odin is the fucking
Odin is real.
What's that meme? It's like, Jesus said that he would rid the world of evil. Odin said he would rid the world of frost giants. I don't see any frost giants.
I don't see any frost giants. Your God was nailed to a cross. My God carries a hammer.
Oh!
Wow.
There went everybody in the state of Georgia. Yeah. They blasphemers.
God really is love, but hey. Satan does that thing with his tongue that you like.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord.
You're making my stomach turn.
To evil.
I'm not evil. I don't worship anything, so to speak, as far as idol, you know? I mean, I would say I am agnostic.
Yeah.
If I have
way to
say.
Be. Yeah. The world needs to be in a constant state of I don't know. So that way people don't kill each other over being right.
No shit, man. Yeah. That should be the world religion is agnostic, because then who gives a shit? It may not, but we're not going to fight over it, because it doesn't really matter that much. Because at the end of the fucking day, when you die and you'll find out then for real.
To me, it seems like a lot of religions are the same anyways. So what's most of the difference? You know, like
nothing. The only thing you can really think about doing, imagine this, is live a fucking moral life and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Forget
karma.
About the
it's all
words.
About karma, because even if, I mean, God has got to see karma. If God's there, he knows karma. You do good, you'll get good. You do shit, I'm going to unload some shit on you.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck it. So go ahead.
You want to see some fucking crazy people about their beliefs? You tell a motherfucker that you don't like bacon. You tell a motherfucker you don't like mac and cheese. I did that at a party last night. I almost got fucking burned at the stake, just like my ancestors.
I know people that don't like mac and cheese. They don't like grits.
I don't love grits. I don't. Oh. I love, you know, biscuits and gravy, throw it my way. I love, you know, the waffles, pancakes, sausage, you know, fucking eggs, sunny side up. Yeah. Let me dip my toast in that shit.
There you go.
I don't, you know, but I definitely am not big into grits.
And man,
throw enough cheese in that shit, though, and I'll eat it.
I'm not a big fan of kale. I think it's fucking disgusting, stupid, horrible bullshit. But if somebody wants to eat it, have at it.
I'll drink it. I won't eat it because it does taste like shit. I'll drink it, put lemon juice in the juice.
Kale is really good
carrot
for you, though.
That's why I'll juice it.
Yeah, if it's in there with like 17 green apples and some fucking kiwis and shit where you don't taste it, then it's just like, okay, it's over with.
And
I just tasted apple.
Yeah, and a beet.
And
get you that antioxidant. Yeah.
Beet juice by itself, man.
Horrible. It's sweet as shit.
Tastes like earth.
Yeah,
it tastes like it
earth.
Smells like you just ate
you,
a fucking dirty
root. Yeah.
Dirt.
Dirty root.
Dirt.
Dirty
dirt.
Roots.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Man.
What else we got to talk about?
I don't know. How long have we been recording?
A little bit. Oh, did you want to check out that video, you guys? We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes.
You
want to
check out
video.
This guy? Okay, I sent Eli a video, and Evan hasn't seen this.
I'm ready.
I was telling him about it earlier. Guy got hit by a bolt of lightning, not once, but twice. Now, that's one in a million to get hit once. Now, if this is not video editing, there's no telling, you know, I mean.
There's no audio to this either, so all we can do is all we can do is commentate. But it's a cool video.
Yeah, it's
so what we're looking at, it looks like a city
everyone
street.
Must see this video. That's the annotation on it.
I wish I could see the video. There it is.
There's nothing to see. It's just people running.
So it looks like we're on a city street here, and
there's a couple people walking down. Like it looks like an alley in a park, right?
Yep. So they turn to walk away. And here in a second, it's going to be this guy running who later admitted that he was going to go rob these two people. But, nope. Boom!
Oh, man.
Dick in the dirt.
And he's laying there. Fucking looks dead, man. He's
yeah, I thought he died. It's crazy because
left a huge fire mark. Yeah.
Yeah, it left a black mark in the road.
And so I'm sure he pissed himself.
So he's still.
Maybe that's insta-pissed.
Oh, right here he's moving.
Now he's finally moving.
He's getting up slowly.
Oh, yeah. Fuck your life, dude.
He's like leaning against his knees, hunched over like,
he's
oh,
like, God
man.
Damn, I thought my shoes had rubber in the sole.
Rubbing his head now, like, what the fuck happened? Let's see. Wait, he's getting up.
Do you think he's sterile now?
Oh, wait, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's not a damn thing living
in
him.
Let's see. One step, two step, three, four, five, six, seven. Boom, again.
He got hit again. There's another black spot.
There it is.
And he's down for the count. And if he didn't shit himself in the first one, he did this time.
Oh, yeah.
Did he survive?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Let's see. I think he gets up this time, too. It's still recording. But damn, he got zapped. Here he's moving.
Yeah.
Son of a
I thought that fucker was dead when I saw him the first time, too. Yeah.
What was the movie that came out a while back where this guy's, all of his ancestors had been killed by lightning? Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, but I I haven't seen it. Yeah, I can't.
I felt like I saw that in the theaters.
He's still fucking rolling around trying
to. He's alive. Yeah.
There he goes.
So, Mickey.
Yes.
Type just so we can play a video that has. What is that?
Fuck, I don't
know. Oh, shit. That was weird.
Wow, look at that girl's
just,
nice.
Do you know how to spell Jesuit?
Jesuit? I can figure it
out. J-E-S-U-I-T.
J-E-S-U-I-T.
Mm-hmm. And then right, conspiracy. Good one.
A Jesuit will probably just pop up.
There should be a woman, and I think her name is Gail. I want people to peep this.
The Jesuit
shit.
Conspiracy, not a theory.
Before we start this, a side note. We just watched that lightning thing. If
right?
you guys have never seen it, look up lightning marks. When people get struck by lightning,
yes,
they have these
things
awesome. That look like tattoos. They're like these vines that look like trees.
Really?
Like
trees, yeah.
Does it ever
like
go
veins.
Away?
It's there for like a day and a half, and then it fades away. But people take pictures of it, and it just looks like fucking trees and branches all over their body.
It's really fucking cool.
It's beautiful.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like the electricity zap charring the outside of your skin.
Exactly. And it has these crazy designs. It looks like fractals sometimes,
nice.
Man.
That's cool. Okay, what do you want me to check here, Eli?
God, I don't know.
What's it about? Can
it's
you
about,
summarize
okay,
it for us?
So apparently there's these, the Jesuits make these women clones. This is how the woman talks. And apparently they make these Jesuit clones, make all these famous people fall in love with them. It's really fucking funny, and it like gives good insight as to like how fucking crazy the world is.
This is a long-ass video.
Yeah,
sure.
We don't need a long-ass video.
Not bad. It's only 15 minutes.
Elegindo. And a gun.
I got no audio. I got no audio.
That shit looked like the beginning of a gangster rap video.
Well,
it was just
never
three
mind.
Gunshots.
I don't know why it's not playing audio.
Fuck it. Oh, well. Do we, give me a few seconds here.
I don't know what you want to do, man. You want to do a Florida Man? Did we find one?
Yeah,
of those
I think we're near the end of the
podcast.
Were
we
going to
add that
here?
Segment where we were talking last episode about the Scheiser porn link?
Oh, God. Let me save everybody real quick. Here's some Japanese real weird stuff for you.
Okay.
In Japan, their natural monster folklore, their group of monsters are called yokai. Right,
right on.
So the yokai are like all their crazy monsters. They have one called Akaname. And what it does is it's like this naked humanoid red thing, and all it does is it follows you in the night to the bathroom and licks all the filth off the tile in the bathroom.
Yeah. Why? What's
that's
the point
whole,
of that?
Well, they never explain it. That's why Japanese monsters.
That's the thing
so
with
great.
Yokai, dude. Is
well, it doesn't sound like a bad monster. I'll let him stick around and clean my fucking bathroom.
Tongue.
I've heard of a yokai.
Don't let him kiss you. Do they kiss you?
I hope not.
I've heard of a yokai that sits on subways and keeps you from sitting in the one spot that no one ever sits.
Yeah.
They, make, oh, they have yokais for everything.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So many good ones.
They have yokais for everything. One of their famous ones is a umbrella that is folded up, has an eye, and hops around on
the
one leg.
Gossip, yeah.
What is that one for?
Basically, the spirit. What happens is they believe in Shinto, which is like an animism type of religion.
All right.
So when you have something, it has a spirit. And when once you bond with that spirit, it takes a part of you into it.
Sure.
So when you discard it, it becomes angry because you've thrown away something that you love. So it comes back as a ghost with this wrath, and that's why you see like they have like one the handle turns into a leg, and they have like a little foot, and they jump around. They have eyeballs on them, but it's basically like the spirit of the castaway former thing that was part of your family.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's great. Huh.
They make yokais for everything, dude.
Ninja Turtles are like, based off yokai.
Really?
The Kappa.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like these little turtle guys that live in these lakes. And I could go on for hours about these. But the thing is, they have a little bowl of water on top of their head. And if they've been, they're really polite. So you get them to bow to you. So the water falls out of their head. This could save you one day in Japan. when the water falls out of their head, they can't do anything until you offer to fill it back up. Then they owe you a favor. But if you're rude to them, they will wrestle you, take you into the lake, drown you, and then eat your liver out of your asshole.
Holy fuck, that sucks.
That is, I'm not making this up, I swear.
That sucks.
K-A-P-P-A.
So always be nice to any turtle-looking thing wearing water on its head.
Always bow.
Always bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What's up, dude? Did you find a Florida guy?
I did.
Okay, hold up. Let me play this thing. What do we do again? Oh, yeah, this shit, right?
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
That'll work, man.
One day we'll get this down.
Oh, shit, that's Benny Hill.
Ladies and gentlemen. I don't give a shit if we get it down or not. It's fun just playing around.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Florida!
This is Florida.
Florida.
Oh, Florida man, you've done it again.
What happened this time, dude?
Melissa Drake and her son said a man was driving erratically, brake checking them, and then they realized he was actually pointing a handgun at them.
Oh,
God.
Apparently, he didn't think the handgun was doing the trick, so he pulled out something bigger. Let's see. Drake called 911, reported the driver's license plate, told the operator what had happened. While she was on the phone.
Oops. You're good.
Drake said. Oh, Jesus.
Keep going.
Drake said the driver of the Mercedes backed his vehicle up in traffic, crossed several lanes. Wasn't that action that shocked her most, though. It was what she saw him holding. As we're going by, he has an assault rifle now following us.
Assault rifle?
Drake said, I saw the scope and I thought, oh my God.
No shit. That's insane. Dude, have you... Okay, this... What happens at the end? Did they arrest this fucker?
They went in different directions, but just a few minutes later, police got another 911 call. Gail Sarcino described a man hopping on one leg after jumping out of his car at that intersection. He's spewing blood from his leg, Sarcino said. He just drops right there in the center lane. Apparently, he wrecked. Oh. And he's still going after these people with a fucking... gun.
I thought he shot himself or something.
Oh my.
Actually, he did. That's exactly what happened. Yes. Road raging Florida man points gun at a mom and her son ends up accidentally shooting himself.
That dumb fucker.
Karma. Yes. Literally in a car.
Hey, road rage, dude. It's a motherfucker. I was back in Wisconsin at for my friend's wedding and we were going for a rehearsal. And we were getting on the highway, and we just merged on, and we see this fucking van, and this car in front of this van is, like, brake checking and slamming on the brakes and swerving over, and we're like, what the fuck, you know? Yeah. So we backed off, and then this guy pulls over to the right lane, and this asshole in the car hops over the right lane, brake checks him again, wants him to get the fuck over, pull the fuck over, he's pointing at him, and he wants to kick his guy's ass, he's like... Bam! You know, pointing a finger at him with like he's got a gun. Like he's pointing a finger to shoot. And I'm fucking like, holy shit! I'm gonna get out of here. So I hammer it down. You know,
yeah.
I floor it. And me and my wife, we finally get out to the wedding, and we run into my buddies, and we're telling them the story. Right? I'm like, we saw this fucking guy, some serious fucking road rage. And my friend was like, was it a blue van? He goes, yeah. He goes, that was me. I was like, oh my God, that fucking asshole. This fucking guy was this close to fucking running him off the road all because he was going slower than he wanted him to go. And I was like, are you serious? If I knew that was my buddy getting harassed like that, I'd have fucking boxed this guy off myself.
Yeah, right.
We'd have had 2-on-1, you know? I'd have fucking helped this guy out, but... Had no clue. It was crazy.
Fuck, man, that's crazy.
Right? The fucking idiot road ragers.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'm calm all the time. People can cut me off. I'm just like, hey, man.
I'm glad that guy shot himself.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck that stupid fucker.
Hey, so, wait a minute. It's his right as an American citizen to own an entire arsenal of automatic rifles. Hey, and if you take them away from him.
Look, I like guns.
Love a gun.
I don't have a problem with guns. I think everybody should be able to have one if you're not a fucking idiot.
I want to walk out in public with my arm on fire and be like, you will never take my firearm. This is my right as an American citizen.
That's great. All right.
So, Evan.
Yes.
Give our beautiful listeners out in the internet world some more links. As to how they can get a hold of you and the offenders.
Again, weartheoffenders.com is our website. I think it's The Offenders Podcast on YouTube. We're not on SoundCloud. You can find me on Facebook. My name is The Tengu Ninja. Nice. You can find Kyle under there, under Dio Brando, for all of you JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fans. Shane is nowhere because he literally lives in like a fucking cave house in the back of the woods.
Really?
Coming up with these amazing joke stories.
That's awesome.
Staring at
the
wall.
He's a hermit that does a podcast.
He's like that Nepalese kid that was just like went to the forest for like 3 days and meditated and never drank or ate or anything.
Nice.
But yeah, you can check us out on there. Talk to us. The Offenders Podcast has a Facebook page, too. You can check us out. Come say hi to us up at Anime Week in Atlanta. We'll be walking around interviewing people.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, yeah. And us, as for us, Eli, you hit him with some links.
Let's see. That's going to be Facebook.com/SmackMouth.
Facebook, you can do that. Twitter.com/SmackMouthPod.
What else?
YouTube, bro.
Yeah. YouTube.com/SmackMouthPodcast.
You can also find us on SoundCloud. We're up there too. Go search for us. Follow us. We'll follow you back. We'll always share your podcasts or your tracks. Share ours too, motherfucker.
Send us a some bitch an email at smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com.
We want to hear what you want to hear us talk about. So
Yeah, fuck Let's this. Evan, thanks, man.
Yeah, we appreciate
you
having me.
This has been fun.
It
was
great.
This is a joy. Yeah,
it was a blast.
Probably have you back sometime.
Oh, yeah,
too.
We'll definitely do this again.
Thank you. Thank you.
And don't forget, shout out at us at your podcast, too.
Absolutely.
We need to get a couple more listeners going here. Cool. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Guys, check out
the Shawanda
Show.
You're not coming back.
Yeah. What is it? Shawanda Show Citation.
Yeah, you get. There's. I have a twin brother, a Maestro Awesome, a kick ass. Looks just like me, but he was recently in the Shawanda Show. You can watch him on there. Episode
really?
Three on. It's got over 40,000 views on YouTube. So go on there, check it
that's
out.
That's cool.
So it's around the halfway mark. I skimmed a little bit to find it, but
yes.
Yeah, it's up there. You
if
guys
you like mass wrestlers and weird stuff. It's good for you.
You guys, thanks for the 80 something views on episode 5.
That stoked us up.
That made me really fucking happy.
Totally. And now maybe we can double that for the next views, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm sure as we continue to add content and have an entertaining show and continue to sound better and upgrade our equipment, we're going to get more and more listeners. People are going to listen, and now we're going to end up with like fucking thousands of views in a week next
time.
Yeah.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
I mean, like I said, last episode too, is not all of our subscribers are watching. And if you're a subscriber and not watching, unsubscribe. Quit being a dick. Watch the videos.
Yeah, for real, you guys.
Fuck off.
I watch the video.
I watch your video if you watch mine.
Yeah, right.
Put it that way.
Shit, I like good YouTube content.
I do too. It's oh, dude, did you just get a shock? What did you do? Hit your
no,
ear
I
on
hit
it?
My hit my headphone.
I thought you got an electrocution on your lip or something, man. That was funny. Oh, what better way to wrap up
he
a show?
He pulled the goddamn James Brown move when he popped. He's like, oh,
goddamn!
It was more or less just really loud in my ear. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
like,
it scares the shit out of you, doesn't it? It's,
fuck.
Startling. All right, y'all. Hit us on all our social media hit sites, and we'll hit you guys back soon. All right, Smash Mouth Podcast out.
Smack Mouth. Damn
what
it.
What did I just say?
You said Smash Mouth.
Fuck me. I got a lisp.
Listen to Stripe. They're a great band.
Blame it on Cottonmouth. So, yeah, all right. Smack Mouth Podcast. Find us, listen, follow, subscribe, listen to the offenders. It's been a fun time. So.
See you guys next week if the end of the world doesn't come.
Yeah.
Let's cross our fingers on that one.